The YMCA helps young people who are hard to reach and homeless, offering them not only a roof over their head, but also the chance to get their life back on track. Chad Healy works at the YMCA. He designs programmes to engage people in the centre. He told me who he helps and how.
Mainly 16 to 18 year olds, all kinds of backgrounds. Some of them have issues with alcohol, some with substances. Some have mixed abilities educationally, so some have done well at school, some have failed at school. None of them are in any kind of education, employment or training. So one of the things we're trying to do is motivate them, give them that kind of structure to the week, you know, the kind of discipline that they're lacking a little bit as well, and build the skills needed to progress them back into them things, so that get them in a kind of a situation where they can contribute again to society in a positive way.
His latest project involved making a film starring the young people at the centre, raising awareness on the dangers of legal highs. Everything that
kills me makes me feel alive. We're looking at kind of picking out themes that are relevant to young people and portraying them in a movie that's going to deliver some kind of message, all while building skills like confidence, self-esteem and performance skills as well.
Richard Holmes is the manager of the YMCA, and he believes the money from children in need has made a big impact on the work they do.
People can feel very lost, and what we wanted to do was to work more closely with young people, doing some targeted activities so that their experience of homelessness was as brief as it needed to be, but also, much more importantly, very, very positive, because it can be positive. And so what we did was we put an application into Children in Need and developed a programme of activities specifically targeting that group that we feel has been very successful for a number of years now.
BBC Radio Stoke spoke to 19-year-old Kevin last year.
He's pretty much in debt with like stuff, and then drinking as well. That was a problem because of falling out with people, because it just took a toll on me.
He has now managed to turn his life around thanks to the support from the staff and the projects funded by Children in Need.
I've stopped drinking, pretty much keeping on top of my bills and everything. Now I've moved out. It's brought a better person in myself than what I used to be, like before I moved in, because I wasn't really like happy all the time at all. But now I'm out, I'm just happy with everything, because everything's just come to how I like it.